On the KSRO live line with us is North Bay Business Journal editor Brad Bollinger. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Nice to have you with us this morning. Okay, so Santa Rosa has been named the 17th happiest city in America out of 189. Yes. Not bad. So I'm just curious as to your take on whether businesses feel the same way about landing in Santa Rosa.
Well, I think you'd be very happy with the weather right now.
That's it's for sure.
Amazing. Well, you know, I think it all works together, right? So the weather, the beautiful place we live in, being able to do business here, you're not in a strip mall somewhere nondescript. I think it all goes together. So we do a lot of business, talking to business people and events, and I would say if they're not 17th happy, they're at least 18th happy. I mean, it's a nice place to be.
Brad Bollinger, Grand Poobah, North Bay Business Journal, joining us for our normal Monday chat. You know, some of my favorite things, real quickly, Brad, let me confess, marshmallows, soups, and chips. I love me some snack foods. John Sebastiani knew how to make Crave jerky. Now he's making marshmallows, and I bet he's going to succeed.
He goes into markets where the brands are tired and worn out. So jerky was one of those where they're just doing the same thing over and over again, and he found a real winner in Crave jerky. So now, I guess as he describes in our story, he's walking in a street in Paris and he sees these little beautiful little marshmallows, which we all have memories of, right? So you're on a camping trip and you're doing marshmallows. So they haven't changed since, I was a kid, right?
He sees
the potential to make them more fun, healthier, and so the company Smashmallow is born. He's going to do this.
Smashmallow.
He's going to do this over and over again because he's able to find these places in the market that just haven't innovated. So they're good for him.
They're kind of square looking, these Smashmallows, and I guess they're all in different flavors.
Yeah, they don't look like anything like the one that you remember. Yeah. They're kind of mushy, overly sweet, kind of cotton candy-like. So, but fun, Do you have it on a dessert?
You could have it on a stick, for sure.
And you just got to figure out how to do them over a campfire.
I was going to say, if you use these particular Smashmallows, then your s'more is going to be about the size of your head, I think. It's pretty large, but no surprise that's coming out of him, I guess, huh?
There you go. I mean, he's been kind of quietly working at it, and it looks like he's got a winner right off the starting line here.
Brad, if you could help me with some parking math, if you get rid of a downtown parking lot and replace it with a hotel, seems to me you would lose some parking spaces and congest everybody. Where will everybody park?
Well, that's an interesting question. We actually do quite a number of events downtown at the Hyatt and parking. I don't mean this to be critical. It's just the way it is. It's always an issue, if you don't get there half an hour ahead of time, it's hard to find a parking space. So now we're going to build a hotel, which I think is great. And where are you going to put the cars? So they've done some studies on this Marriott they want to do right down there on Railroad Square. And actually, I drive by the parking lot every day. It's, kind of a nondescript parking lot, probably underutilized parcel, certainly not its highest and best use as a parking lot. Usually half empty for the most part, or more than half empty. So, what they're relying on is the advent of Uber and Lyft and all sorts of other ride-sharing services. I looked at my son and daughter-in-law. They live in the Bay Area. They take Uber all the time.
Yep.
Very seldom get in their car to go somewhere. So, so maybe you don't need as much parking, and that's kind of what their argument is.
I don't know. Some people might consider that a little bit short-sighted, though.
Maybe, it's when you come to an area to be a tourist, you probably, you know, want to have your car on hand to go wander around, right? So,
yep.
So you're going to have some, no matter of how much.
Well, Brad,
get that space. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being with us again this morning. We love to tap into Sonoma County by tapping into you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right, that's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.